Hey guys, if you're looking to get a gift for someone that you love, we want you to consider the Sports Spectrum magazine, our quarterly magazine. Great stories, testimonials, devotionals, wonderful pictures and design. This is a perfect gift for that person who loves Jesus and loves sports. You can subscribe at sportsspectrum.com, and we got an exclusive deal for you. You can get 15% off. This is only for podcast listeners. So if you get this code somehow, you heard it from the podcast, you can use the code podcast15, podcast15, all lowercase, and you can get 15% off a one-year subscription to the Sports Spectrum magazine, our quarterly magazine. You can get your copy, you can get your subscription right now. Go to sportsspectrum.com, put in the code podcast15 and save 15% off the Sports Spectrum magazine. It makes a great gift. Go to sportsspectrum.com and subscribe today. Guys, welcome to the Sports Spectrum Minute. I am Jason Romano. So glad you're tuned into the show today. As we look back to October 23rd, 2020, Phil Robertson joined us on Sports Spectrum. You know Phil from Duck Dynasty, right? He's the Duck Commander founder. He's also a best-selling author, and he's a former quarterback in college at Louisiana Tech. Was on scholarship there and was actually a teammate of Terry Bradshaw's, the Pro Football Hall of Famer. But then Phil Robertson saw Ducks calling him into his future and certainly saw the Lord calling him into ministry as well. And I was just fascinated in talking to him back in October of 2020. And the little clip you're going to hear today was basically how Jesus became real in his life. And I love the simplicity of what he shares as far as the gospel goes, and all of us really needing to kind of do our own research and understand that, you know, God is real and it might be worth investigating. This was Phil Robertson from Duck Commander, Duck Dynasty on Sports Spectrum's podcast here on the Sports Spectrum Minute. Take us back to when you said yes to Christ, when your soul was saved forever and your life was transformed. You call it a conversion earlier in our conversation. Can you take us back to that?
It was in the 60s. You remember? Sex, drugs, rock and roll. I got caught up in that, especially when I left college. But while I was in college, I went back at night, earned my master's degree in education. But I never heard any professor say the words, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Not one word. God was never mentioned. It's a great school, but so I got out of there and I got into getting high, getting laid and getting drunk. Here a few months ago, one of the children, I hope it's the only one, one of the children that came out of that past stepped up, had her DNA checked, showed it to us. I had my DNA. It was a match. I got on the phone when they told me, Dad, it's a match. She's your daughter. I said, bring her on down. So we brought her down. Now she lives next to me. And I didn't even know she existed for 45 years.
Wow.
Well, one of the reasons I repented, because I looked at my lifestyle and it was like a dog chasing his tail. I was going around and around, but not getting anywhere. So I thought, you know what? Some guy, I sat down with him, and here's what he basically told me. I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, Phil, which you received and which you've taken your stand by this gospel. You're saved if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you bleed in vain. What I received, I'm reading this, I passed on to you as a first importance. Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, was buried, and was raised to life according to the scriptures. So for the first time, I thought, now wait just a minute. Wait a minute. We're talking immortality here, coming forth from the grave. God becoming flesh 2,020 years ago, I'm like, well, we're still counting time by. Jesus showed up 2,020 years ago, and our calendar documents it. I got to thinking about things like, how in the world could one individual, one, do something whereby the world would count time by? I may do some pretty big things, but they're never going to count time by me. Probably not you either. You say, anybody we count time by, and look, I had Dan, the computer buff, over here. I said, Dan, call that smartest woman in the world. What's her name? Alexa, Alex, what's her name? He said, yeah. He said, I'll call her. He said, what do you want to ask her? I said, ask her what year is it in Red China? What year is it? He calls her up. He said, Alexa, what year is it in Red China? Alexa said, 2020. I'm like, ask her who they're counting time by over there in Russia. He said, who are they counting time by? They said, does not compute. Said, well, what year is it in Russia? Alexa said, 2020. So we tried North Korea and America, and we all ended up counting time by Jesus Christ. As a human, I would think I would at least investigate him if you're counting time by him. And on top of that, sins removed, freed from Satan, freed from guilt, freed from law, having to be perfect, puts you under grace where there's forgiveness.
Yeah.
Free from the grave. And I'm thinking, that's eternal health care, unlike government health care systems, and it's free. I said, I'm in.
And that was Phil Robertson from October 23rd, 2020, here on Sports Spectrum. And you can listen to that entire conversation by clicking the link in the show notes and going back and listening to the podcast from October with Phil Robertson, founder of Duck Commander, of course, famous for Duck Dynasty, best-selling author, former Louisiana Tech quarterback and teammate of Terry Bradshaw's. And we appreciate Phil for being here on Sports Spectrum. We thank you for tuning in to the Sports Spectrum Minute. We hope you'll tune in next time for a brand new full-length conversation here on the Sports Spectrum podcast. We love you guys. We appreciate the support that you give us for Sports Spectrum. And we thank you for considering telling someone about this ministry and about what we do here on the Sports Spectrum podcast. Thanks again. We'll see you soon. Have a great rest of your day. This is the Sports Spectrum podcast.